Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Adele, love you very much, mucho amor. Look at this. She's now, she's at 4.5 million copies of her brand new CD, album, cassette, whatever you want to call it. Wherever mothers and sisters and brothers are looking for it, anywhere they can get their hands on it. I just find that in itself astonishing. Let's say hello to my first guest, Bob Leftis, and...
Leftsets.
There you go.
Leftsets. We might as well get it right.
Let's get it right. Bob Leftsets. He writes the Leftsets letter, and I thank you for joining me. Adele is just one of a kind. I was saying, you know, I think we need to go back to 1999 to see these kind of sales.
Well, as I say, sales don't matter anymore.
This is just a trumped up
news story to get everybody excited. No one's talking about the music. And today it's all about listens. When you have Spotify, YouTube, you get paid when people listen. There's nothing inherently wrong with her selling these records, but it's not as meaningful as people like to make it.
But don't you think that it's special? As I was saying, when people like my mother, my sister, my brother, they can't figure out where to get it, how to get it, you know, because they don't use Spotify or they are not into iTunes. And that seems very unusual to me that people are asking. They want the hard copies.
I don't believe that for a minute. It's not available on streaming services. Some people, you know, still use flip phones. I have people I went to college with who don't have a smartphone. So the fact that these people went and got a CD,
right. It's
kind of like all these stories about vinyl. The amount of vinyl that is sold relative to the amount of music that's consumed otherwise is de minimis, essentially irrelevant.
Sure.
I don't want to say this is a great thing. She's a very talented artist who's doing a good job. But this is like us trumpeting the rich people in America as opposed to what they did.
You have a very interesting spin on this.
But
because when I think of people, consumers actually going out to look for the CD, I think to myself, that has to be a wow. There's
something.
A wow factor, yeah.
You go on.
Well, I was just going to say, isn't she somewhat unique in that she's not sort of an in-our-face artist like, say, a Katy Perry or a Lady Gaga? There's no big crazy outfits and crazy appearances.
Wait a second. Everything you're saying is true, but could this publicity campaign have been more in your face? She had a TV special. She's on a Saturday Night Live. It was in every newspaper. I have not seen a music story this big for at least 15 years. Forget her selling it.
She is
this
adored.
This is all just hype.
Yeah, there's no
doubt
about it.
In terms of making people aware of it.
Yeah,
is it
no,
kind of the
right.
anti-hype, though? I just don't see her as somebody that's like, you know, just trying to grasp at your love or attention with sticking out her tongue all the time in the media and, I don't know, appearing in places with other random stars.
Well, this is a good part of the story, showing that if the music is good enough, you don't have to lead with social
yes.
media. You don't have to lead with the antics. The only interesting thing to me is last time around with the album 21, she left a lot of money on the table. She didn't do almost any endorsements or sponsorships. She barely toured. Whereas this time, she seems to be more interested in money. The music is not available via streaming. It's like, this is what America. America likes a winner. So we're busy championing the winners and forgetting the losers. The problem is not everybody in America can win.
Not everybody in America can win. And, you know, and by the way, the Twitterverse was in meltdown mode today because they couldn't understand, where's Adele? Why is she not nominated? Well, the answer is simple. Go ahead, Bob.
She didn't qualify under insane Grammy rules, which they're constantly rewriting. If you follow this, Meghan Trainor was nominated for two awards last year, and she's running for new artist. this time around.
That's right.
Now, the Grammys are a popularity contest. No one remembers who wins. We have to give them credit this time around in that the albums and songs that they chose were all very successful, popular albums, as opposed to the past where they've anointed things from the past. But the Grammy Awards don't have any sticking power. Now, it used to be the Oscars had a lot of sticking power. They've kind of lost their sticking power, too.
Too many award shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just too much.
I think last February we were making a big deal out of some or other award show, and I was like, oh, God, nobody's going to remember next week who won.
The AMA, the VMAs, I mean, on and on.
As I say, literally the AMAs were a construct by Dick Clark.
That's
right.
To
go on the coattails of the Grammys. They're in the fall as opposed to the winter. But, yes, there aren't too many award shows. There was this fiction that we all love live entertainment. We want to sit on Twitter and talk about it. You notice no one's talking about everybody tweeting during these shows anymore. And there's so many shows that they're become meaningless. Yes, the Grammys are like the Oscar, that they have the imprimatur of being the most significant. But if you talk to anybody, it's more important to be on the show than to win.
I know you're right. And Kendrick Lamar is a great example. He had 11 nominations today. He leads the way, but yet I had to think twice. I'm like, who? What? What song? Yeah. Oh, okay. I heard.
Wait. There are two things involved there. One, you're too old.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm not in the demo. It's true.
Two,
18 to 34.
This is now squaring with reality. We live in a pop world. So you get all of these acts saying, I can't make my money on streaming, the music business screwed us. No. The truth is, the youth own the music business, and they are listening to that music. I got to give the Grammys credit for this one. They nominated the right records.
I love this that you brought that up about the demographic and me being too old, because here I have, this is from USA Today today, the snubs, Madonna, Prince, no shows. Well, they're out of the demo, just as you mentioned, right?
Well, listen, the Madonna story is ridiculous. She's another one who did all this publicity, kissing people on the stage of Coachella. Mm-hmm. Everyone agrees her album is terrible. Every newspaper said that the tour sold out. That's insane. Anybody could get a ticket. Most of the dates did not go clean, i.e. they did not sell out. There is nothing memorable about that album. I can't believe they were slagging her when the album came out. And I read those articles, too, saying, oh, she was snubbed. Prince hasn't made a memorable track since 1999.
Amen.
Why should he be nominated? Great live performer.
Snub, top 40 at the bottom of the barrel.
Absolutely.
Snub, Drake's Hotline Bling, nowhere to be found.
Well, the Hotline Bling, that's a great story. The company that owns the track forgot to nominate it.
That'll do
it. It wasn't nominated.
Whoops.
It wasn't snubbed.
Well, they won't be invited to the Christmas party. Snub, Foo Fighter. Foo Fighters, Simon Kyeways.
Foo Fighter is the most lovable guy who makes the most unmemorable music. It's great that he was snubbed. I love the Sonic Highways.
Oh, my
Highways
God, that's
HBO
fantastic.
Show.
That's fantastic.
Wait, what?
The songs were not memorable.
Do you have a favorite artist from this last year or this class?
I think, Major Lazer, Lean On, which is the most played track in the history of Spotify. What I like to say, it used to be in the old days, tracks were ubiquitous. In the 21st century, where we have the internet, there are tracks they say are number one, but we've never heard them, okay? And usually when you point people to those tracks, they don't like them anyway. But Major Lazer's Lean On, which is an electronica track, I think almost everybody would like. Unless you're inured to Frank Sinatra or something, it's very hooky. That was nominated for Producer of the Year, Diplo. I don't know if it was track of the year, but there was some love.
I love it. And again, I'm out of the demo, but I'm going to say it anyway. EDM is so huge. And I don't know if you saw Psy, Gangnam Style. What is the name of it? It's called Daddy. Did you see that?
Yeah,
it's
you
insane.
Sent me the new track.
It's going to be a big hit,
he's a one-hit wonder.
I know,
okay?
But I'm telling you, did you watch the video?
I got it from my daddy.
Yeah, it's
yeah, but the only thing is, if you look up on YouTube how many plays it has, the great thing about today is you can't really fake it. You can see how successful something is. And if we pull up Psy's Daddy right this very second,
right?
It's got 38 million views.
Wow.
Gangnam Style had 1 billion views.
Well, it was just released. We'll see.
So the final chapter has not been written, but It's about videos as opposed to music. We got to give Adele credit. It's definitely about the music.
And again, Adele didn't make the cut. She'll be in next year. Bob Leftsis, it's been great talking to you, the Bob Leftsis, the Leftsis letter. And we appreciate it. We'll talk more.
It's linked at KGORadio.com if you want to find Bob. He writes
about
culture and life and digital things as well. He's awesome.
Have a wonderful week. Thank you very much.
Talk to you later. Okay.
All righty, see you, Bob.
Take care. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the dreaded Christmas party with Marty Nemko, our career coach.
Dreaded?
Looking
forward to it.
Gleeful. It's a gay old time. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
The Drex Radio Show continues with Drex. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
We were all working at pretty terrible jobs for some awful bosses, and we just thought if we ever got a chance to be our own bosses, that we'd do things differently.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
I don't think so. 9 a.m. That's Ron Owens' thing. You can have
I got that call over the weekend. Do you think you could come in Sunday night? What?
I did the 3:30 a.m. call way too long. All right, let's say hello to and good evening to Marty Nemko, one of my favorite guys. Marty, good evening.
Well, welcome back. I am so delighted, most importantly, that you are hopefully truly done with surgeries for a while.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Can we please get rid of 2015? I've never been so thrilled to get rid of a year. Goodbye.
Absolutely.
Next. Never again.
Your surgeon's quitting her job. She's so sick of operating on people.
Yeah, she can retire. Yeah. You know, it's funny. What do you think? Three surgeries. What do you think the bill for that is so far with my insurance? This is why you need health insurance.
To operate on you, I would charge $3 million.
I think it's like I think it's at about $450,000.
Okay. Well, it's worth
that's
it.
That's obscene. No, it's obscene.
No. You know what? He's right. Now, what I went through, I had three major surgeries. I was in the hospital 2 weeks, several days in intensive care, and then another whole week, the second, third go round. Yeah, but still, you think about that. I mean, $450,000, something like that. Wow.
You know what? In the old days, when people did pay for service, nobody could afford $450,000. Most people don't make that much in their lifetime.
No.
The average lifetime savings at age 60 is about $40,000 a year. This is only because it's now all covered by insurance, so nobody's got skin in the game. So what the hell? We're going to just charge and get richer and have a great time. I think it's pretty obscene.
You're right. And then you hear these horrible stories like some of the carriers who want to drop out of Obamacare because they have to absorb some of these ridiculous costs.
It is a very scary thing. And, of course, when Obamacare kicks in next month, we're going to have 40 million more people covered with the same number of doctors, nurses, MRI machines, and operating rooms. We already have an overtaxed system. Can you just imagine? And most of those 40 million are low-pay people with high needs. Access, who knows whether you could have even gotten that surgery in 2016 without a dangerous delay.
Well, and boy, we're off on a political start here, but I don't mind. I have to say this. Just my surgeon alone sometimes has to see 28 patients a day.
Jesus.
I mean, she's not doing surgery with 28. I'm just saying,
visits.
That's a lot.
I see 4 clients a day, and I feel that's a full load. I can take my time with them. 28 patients, and none of my patients are dying.
Well, hats off to her. At least I'm here. She fixed me, put me back together again. Marty, thank you again so much for joining me. It's that time of the year when we talk about, holiday parties, Christmas parties, and office parties. As a matter of fact, ours is Thursday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to work, so there won't be any there won't be any embarrassing moments. One of the things that I wanted to mention to you, Marty, and I wonder if you find this surprising, it looks like employees, the people who are interested in office parties, let me see here, when they did this poll about 10 years ago, 72% of the people, employees, loved Christmas parties. That's down to 61% this year. People would rather not. And by the way, it's not an economic thing.
Right.
Companies are, doing pretty well. Big corporations are doing pretty well. It's just sort of a thing of the past. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not surprised at all. I'm actually surprised it's 61% of people like it.
I know,
yes, in the bad old days, when certainly there was perhaps too much groping going on and dancing on the tables, it may have gone too far. But it was fun. People could indeed relax. But now, I mean, I just was watching CNN. I was watching Don Lemon, and he interviewed this guy who said, part of the explanation for the San Bernardino problem was, the Muslim went to the holiday party and was offended by its Christian nature. I mean, everybody is now so buttoned up. Santa Claus, what about your Muslim people? Is that offensive to them? What if you're, can you sing Silent Night, Holy Night, Christ the Savior is born? I don't think so. And, of course, one wrong grope and you got a lawsuit. So everybody is on their best behavior. They're awkward. They can talk a little bit about Alicia Keys or the Golden State Warriors, but that gets old pretty fast, and more than one drink and you're at risk. So, of course, people don't like it as much as the old days.
Yeah, the San Bernardino thing has to scare the crap out of everybody. And everybody's scratching their head. They're saying, well, was there some other plan and that set them off? What happened?
Right.
I mean, for corporations and big business, they've got to be thinking, I don't know. But back to employees themselves. They say, I've got a quote here, office holiday parties that your employees want to attend.
What do we got there?
Governor Arnold.
We've got some other audio playing in the background. The combination of coworkers and alcohol often encourages unfortunate antics and can result in wounded feelings, tattered reputations, and even HR action in the new year.
Oh, good Lord.
Good reason not to have one.
Well, let's get real here. Now, you've got this party coming up Thursday.
Yep.
Heather, I want you to be really honest now. What it would be the most, perhaps, borderline thing someone could do with you, to you, whatever, at this Thursday holiday party that would not get you running to HR?
Oh, my gosh. You've been to a KGO party in the past. It's all already happened. But, I'm not the sort to run to HR, but, gosh, what?
But
I guess you'd have to go, oh, look, some mistletoe and ram your tongue down my throat.
But people are much more PC, I would think, collected about themselves nowadays.
Oh, for sure.
It's a different day.
Is everyone just afraid to go to the party now?
The party is not rated R. I'm not even sure it's rated PG-13. I think it's PG.
You talked about somebody coming up and kissing you, to heaven forbid, tongue kissing you. Let's say you know the people at KGO, truthfully. Is there somebody who, let's say, having had a glass or two at the party, these days we must be fair to gender, some woman or man sticks his tongue down some woman's throat or in her ear, is that person going to go to HR? How likely is that? What will likely occur? Will that person get fired, reprimanded, or, gee, that's a Christmas party?
Wow, gosh, I don't know. But that person is probably Karen Reed, our engineer.
who's doing the sticking of the tongue down, or who's receiving?
She's the tongue sticker for
and
sure.
And you like it, yes. And by the way, what is the answer? Should that be an HR thing, or that, you know what, that was a Christmas party, hands off? If you were the manager.
I'm always afraid of offending, but truthfully, if that is not a part of their pattern, in 364 days a year, they're respectful of people's space and privacy and are not sexist, whatever their sex is themselves, I think one deserves a pass for an affectionate kiss, even heaven forbid, a tongue in one's ear. But I know there are many people who would say that is sexist and intolerable, and there is zero tolerance. So, I have to. 10 years ago, if we had done this interview, I'd be much more cavalier. Now, that's why people are much more careful at these holiday parties, because we are just a lawsuit away from one tongue away from a lawsuit.
Right.
I know, it's the truth. All right, we're going to take a break with Marty Nemco, martynemco.com. All things career worthy. It's all on his site, Marty Nemco, N-E-M-K-O. We'll continue our conversation with the do's and don'ts of the Christmas party. And also, I want to ask Marty when we come back. We'll continue in a minute on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.